magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday, it's February 9th, 2016, and because the guest that's on the line with me was only given about 3 minutes' notice, thank you, Paul, for being available for today's edition of Mark and Friends, but let me begin with a scripture verse, because I said, is there a special passage of scripture that's dear and near to your heart that might help our listeners know a little more about you and this great event that's coming up this weekend? And you said, oh, Mark, that Ephesians passage, chapter 6, especially verse 12, but I'm going to read Ephesians 6, 10 through 12. That'll give you a second or two to kind of collect your thoughts, but I do appreciate you, and I'll give our listeners a little background. I didn't have a guest for today's edition of Mark and Friends, and so late last night, I thought, well, maybe I can get something off the internet, because I know there's a special speaker coming to the Arthur area, specifically to Penn Station, and maybe I can play some of his talk and introduce him to the listener. And so last night I called Dave Allen. He's one of the coordinators and organizers for this Central Illinois, kind of a group of people that want to bring revival to the Arthur, Arcola, the area south of us. And he's been a key member of this group, as has been Al Rennert and Lloyd Gingerich and some other men. And so as I talked to Dave, he said, well, Mark, there's an individual that really has a unique and special story. His name's Paul Helmuth, and he has a real passion for this event and for the workings of God in the area, and he has a unique story. And I thought, well, give me his number. Maybe I can get him and talk with him. And so here you are, Paul. Is this the first time you've ever been on the radio before?
It is.
Well, I'm going to have you share some of that unique story that Dave talked about and why you're a part of this committee bringing Howard Pittman to Arthur, to the Penn Station this Friday night and Saturday. And I'm going to ask you to tell our listeners why they should come. But let me begin with this Ephesians verse and maybe have you share why it's special to you, and then we'll talk about what's going on Arthur on Friday and Saturday. But this is Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 12, a familiar passage to many. It's been preached and taught about and shared and divided for many years, but it's something that I think is dear and should be near to all of us, because it's about putting on that full armor of God, and there's a reason we need to be wearing that armor. By reading from verse 10 of Ephesians chapter 6, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's scheme. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Wow! Paul, why this passage, this verse, for such a time as this?
Well, it began several months ago when a young brother and I, Derek Henry, began to seek the Lord, began studying the Bible together, praying together, and we were drawn to start praying for our community, to intercede for our community, just believing that because of spiritual forces that are in the heavenly places, the wickedness that is up there, as you just read in Ephesians 6:12, that we believe that we don't struggle against human beings, but we're called to wrestle against these forces that are reigning princes over communities, over territories. And so we believe that our weapons are mighty through God, the pulling down of strongholds, like it says in 2 Corinthians 10, that we begin praying, first of all, and then perhaps we go doing some things. So as we begin praying in this area, in this realm, our hearts begin to be drawn toward this very thing of Howard Pittman, who had a spiritual experience while en route to the hospital. His trunkline artery burst, and all vital signs of life had failed. He was clinically pronounced dead and was taken to the hospital still. There he left his body and entered upon a spiritual scene of that heavenly realm, the second heaven, they call it, where he saw the activity, the convening councils take their stand to go about to destroy humanity. Like a ruling prince of power, they were sent to go destroy. And it began to become our burden to pray and not wrestle and struggle against human beings, but rather focus our energy and our time to effectively bring the kingdom of God into our community, where there's a lot of hurt, there's a lot of destruction in the midst of our communities, and seeing the body of Christ as Jesus prayed for it in John 17, where he says, Father, that they may be one as we are one. And became a great passion for us. And as we, like I said, as we did this, Howard Pittman became involved in this type of thing because it was connected to our praying, I guess.
And this Howard Pittman, for our listeners may be unfamiliar with his ministry, he had that near-death experience back in August of 1979. And I believe he's like 87 years young. He's been preaching the gospel faithfully. And I went to his website and listened to a few of his messages. And he says, I never go out and seek to speak at certain places. I don't initiate. I just receive callings, invitations. And if I get an invitation to come speak to an area, I pray about it, and then I'm there. And how did you learn about Howard's ministry? Because at 87, he's still going strong and passionate.
Amen. Yeah, it's very interesting. When we were praying about this, and Derek and I shared together, and we were both at one, I felt like if two brothers praying together, we came to an agreement that, you know, it was of the Lord. So one night I came home, and I was here in the kitchen washing some dishes or doing something, and I told my wife, you know what, I just all of a sudden had this impression to ask Howard Pittman to come to our community. And she resonated with that thought immediately. But, you know, the first reasoning I had was Howard has got to be old. So I quickly went for one of his books and found that he was born in November 24 of 1928. And I thought, oh, yes. God gave him two commands. Do never go where you're not asked, and do not ask for help. But there comes a time when you're just too old. And so my first reading was, he won't come, he's too old. So I kind of pushed it aside a little bit. And then, well, why don't you ask him? How do you know? Why don't you ask him? I called him up. His wife, Joyce, answered the phone. She said, Howard's not here right now. Call back in an hour. I called back in an hour, and I said, Howard, would you consider coming to Arthur, Illinois, 9.5 hours away? And he said, yes, I would. I go where I'm asked. And I was amazed. 87 years old. That itself to me was a testimony of somebody that has genuine faith and fire still burning in his heart, that he would not just say, well, you know, I'm 87. I'm ready to just call it good and I'm done. So it's quite an inspiration for me. And it's been a concern, you know, with his age, but you know, he has a son that will be traveling with him to help drive, and we're just praying for his health and his ability and the power to bring the message, his experience and everything in several sessions.
Yeah, I think it was Dave Allen who was recounting this story. I don't know if it was because of Dave or you or somebody that talked to him and saying, well, Howard, you know, it's going to be cold down here on the weekend and, you know, we want to. And he's like, hey, I don't take any medications. Don't worry about me. I'll be fine. You know, so 87 years young and still preaching with fire and passion. And so for our listeners that are kind of intrigued, hey, what's this revival? What's going on? I've heard of Penn Station. It seems like there's a group in Arthur that hold different events. I know last year I was a part when you invited the Billy Graham Association to speak, and you've had other speakers, but where's it at? Tell us a little about Penn Station and how the Friday night and Saturdays work, because I think there's three different sessions on Saturday or three different times he's going to present.
Yes. Friday night, 7 p.m. there at Penn Station. It's located just off of Main Street. As you get into Arthur and you make a right, turn onto Vine Street, which is Main Street, and you go to the Tourist Center, which is about maybe 7 or 8 blocks. Directly behind the Tourist Center is a new building, less than a year old, that committee formed, and they built this building called Penn Station. And the reason it's called Penn Station is because it was built right on the old railroad tracks. So this is where it's got its name. So Friday night at 7, he shares his experience of what happened when he had his heart attack or his ruptured artery. And then Saturday, he shares, beginning at 10 o'clock, the prophetic word or the word that God gave him to bring back. And it has largely to do with the Laodicean age that we live in and communicating that it's time to wake up. The time is near, as it talks about in Revelation 3, where it talks about the lukewarm will be spewed or spit out of his mouth. That's largely the message that he comes to bring.
So at 7 p.m. Friday night, he'll give a talk, and then on Saturday, there's three different sessions, with the first one at 10 a.m., then 1 p.m., then 2:30 p.m. So say somebody's saying, oh, shoot, I have something going on in the morning, but would it be worthwhile to still come for like the 1 p.m. or the 2:30 gathering?
I would say yes. The picture will be more complete when you can take in the whole thing. But, you know, at 10 o'clock, we will have Kingdom Messengers that will be planning to sing some, and then he will share, and then there will be lunch served. There is no admission fee. There's no lunch fees and nothing for this event. That is all covered and taken care of. And then the afternoon session after lunch will begin at 1 and go till 2 o'clock or something like that. And then there'll be a short coffee, restroom break. And then I'm thinking of doing a question and answer. I thought there may be individuals who have questions. We'll be able to put those in a box and have a dialogue.
And it's all happening this Friday and Saturday at Penn Station in Arthur. As Paul mentioned, just get to the downtown, look for the tourism center, and you can't miss Penn Station there, right off of the main street. It begins Friday night at 7 p.m., and the sessions on Saturday are 10, 1, and 2:30, but lunch will be served at 11:30. And believe it or not, because of some very kind folks and some generous donors, all the expenses are covered, so the admission is free. It sounds like another great event that's being put on in Arthur. And for our listeners that maybe are familiar with Howard Pittman, or for those that have never heard of him, you can go to howardpittman.org, and you can see some videos and clips and learn about his ministry. He's been preaching and teaching for many, many years, and God has a unique calling on his life to help encourage the church and to challenge the church and to awaken the church that we are living in those end times.
Amen.
Now, Paul, for our listener that maybe just tuned in and missed the beginning of this program, you had about 3 minutes notice to share a little and, you know, first time being on the radio. But I was amazed because you shared about three or four scriptures right off the top of your head. And you seem to be somebody that's passionate about God's word, the importance of reading it, of studying it. And I think that fits into a little of your testimony. Your ears might have been ringing last night because Dave Allen was saying, oh, Mark, some of Paul's testimony is very unique because of his life situation and where he is at. And he started studying God's word and reading God's word and following God's word, and he could no longer just be silent. So can you take us through a little of your own faith journey?
Absolutely. I'd love to. Yes, when I was back in 2001, I was at a crisis in my life. I had lost my closest friend in a bicycle accident. We got rear-ended on 136 up towards Havana, Illinois, on an early morning bike ride. We had gone 145 miles the first day. We left on the second morning out of Havana Motel there in that area and got rear-ended by a Brink security driver that was going home, and it killed my closest friend. And so God began dealing with me very intensely and stripping me, breaking me down. Very few friends left and just at a crisis in my life. And I began crying out to God. And there was something in my life that I was going to do at all costs, and that was marriage. And one day, and God had shown me who my wife would be. But I didn't understand that she'd become a god in my life. She became more important to me than God did. And so he called on me to give her up. Now, this was while I was still Old Order Amish. I grew up Old Order Amish for 24 years of my life. And when I gave her up, and he met with me and said, right there is your sin, I gave her up. God filled me with the Holy Spirit and gave me power and boldness in such a way that I never experienced before. I began to hunger and thirst for the Word. I began to devour it like a young baby does mother's milk. And I, with a passion and longing, I sought for God and began to testify to young and old in the Old Order Amish community, to ministers and to old people and young people and whoever would listen. And I never dreamed and I never realized that this would get me in trouble just because I got delivered. I literally felt like I got out of a cage. You know, I was free. And I just wanted, you know, good news is not hard. You don't have to pump good news. It flows.
Right.
So I began to share my testimony, how I got delivered from the bondage that I was in. It was like in the night, God took the marriage thing and put it in its proper place. Mm-hmm. God on the top, marriage secondary.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a key element in the beginning of my life story when I really started to live. And we had quit, my wife and I, we quit April 16, 2000. And on April 16, 2005, God brought us back together. We married on that very day and without trying.
Now, take us back. So you kind of had some passion and interest and felt like God had designated this one person to be your future wife and almost in a sense worshiped her, you know, kind of, God, you're important, but boy, you were preoccupied with thoughts about her and so forth. And then God kind of pulled the rug out from under you and said, hey, you know, Paul, I want to be first and foremost. And so as you started to do that, did he gave you her back as kind of a gift, saying, now you're ready, you have things in proper balance, so now you can...
Exactly. Remember the story of Abraham when he tried to have a son and he had one through the bondwoman, Hagar. And then finally, after 13 years, he got the promise. And then the promise became special and precious to him. And then he said, now, go offer him up. And so he went and offered up his promise, because God had spoken to me very clearly that Ruth, my wife now, is my promise.
Sure.
And I was still in the Amish at that time, and we were dating each other, you know, for 6 months or whatever. But I said, I got to quit. I don't know why. I don't understand. I got to quit. And I quit. And in that time, I listened to a taped message from India from a brother. I never knew him, never met him, Zach Poonen. And he talked about repentance from the root of sin. And there's where, in that message, I've got thoroughly convicted of the sin of placing my promise, loving it more than I love God. And when he changed that, that's when I said, wow. I used to come to God afraid and said, I want to get married with my fists and then run away because she was the God of my life. But when God put things in the right order, and then I came to God and said, you know, I still have this desire for marriage, but I don't care if I never get married because now you are more to me than life itself. So from that standpoint, about 5 years later, like I mentioned, on the very day that we quit, we got married and now have six children, five girls and one boy.
Wow. And how was Ruth, as she seen you with this new enthusiasm for God's word and your passion to, you know, proclaim the good news message and you're growing and you're excited, was she supportive or like intrigued, or did God also ignite in her a passion for him?
Well, you know, the unique thing that God did in this situation is he brought us together while we were both Old Order Amish. And we got to know each other, and we got to love each other. But then in that breaking, I said, I've got to stop. I've got to stop. I don't know why, but I've got to stop. She still had her eyes on me, wondering, why did this man walk out of my life? But I walked away for a temporary time, in which I didn't know that. I thought I walked away from her forever because I couldn't go on. But she knew that I was a passionate person, regardless of what I did. So she watched my life, and she began to see that he's got something that's solid. He's got something that he's rock solid about. And so she began seeking the Lord herself, and the Lord began to bring the light into her life of the truth. And unfortunately, in our community, in the Amish community, when somebody radically heeds the call of being a follower of Jesus Christ, they will be excommunicated.
Yeah, you
so we're both excommunicated.
You get shunned and then excommunicated. Wow, I'm thinking, wow, Valentine's Day is a few days away, and what a great love story. You know, you've fallen in love with God or renewing that love for Him, and then Him giving you back your Ruth, and six children later, and a passion for God and a desire for everyone to know His Word and to connect with Him and to be instrumental in being one of the committee members to bring Howard Pittman to our area. So if somebody, you know, they're kind of fired up, they're excited about this weekend, is there a phone number for people to call for more information, or maybe they need directions, or maybe somebody's going to say, hey, I would like to just donate or help or assist. Is there anything I can do? Who would they call? Would they call you, Paul?
Sure, absolutely. My cell phone number is 217-621-1336.
So that's 217-621-1336. And the event begins this Friday night. Special speaker is Howard Pittman. He's an author and a minister from Mississippi. He's 87 years young. He'll share a little about his near-death experience and his meeting in the heavenlies and the calling that God put on his heart to return back and challenge and encourage and exhort the church to live for Christ. He'll be speaking this Friday night at 7 p.m. and then three different sessions on Saturday at 10 in the morning, 1 p.m., and then 2:30. And lunch will be served at 11:30. Admission is free, and it's an event that I think will really bless or be a catalyst that God will use, especially during the season of love, to not only infuse His love into your life, but to help you be a vehicle to go out and share the good news message, that love message to those around you, right?
Amen.
All right, Paul. Well, I hope to meet up with you this weekend. Thank you for sharing your story on 3 minutes' notice. Never doing this before, but I think God is honored and pleased, and I know this event will be something that our Great News Radio listeners will want to be a part of. Again, it's happening at Penn Station in Arthur, Illinois, this Friday and Saturday. Admission is free, and it begins Friday night at 7 p.m., and the Saturday session begins at 10 in the morning at Penn Station in Arthur. Just get to downtown Arthur and look for the Penn Station. Well, thank you, Paul, for being available for today, the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends.
Amen. Thank you.
All right, listener, the event is this Friday and Saturday. If you need more information, you can call Paul at 217-621-1336. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.